Independent producer Jeff London frequently reports on music and cultural events for us, but usually from the perspective of a member of the audience. This story, though, Jeff's crossed the footlights to talk about a piece of music that he performed last month. Jeff sings with the Desoff Choirs, one of New York City's leading avocational choruses.
Most of the time, the music my choir sings sounds something like this. But for our last gig, we found ourselves practicing something entirely different. That's a lip trill. This fall, the Desoff Choirs were invited to perform at the Brooklyn Academy of Music for the New York premiere of Tan Dun's Water Passion after St. Matthew. The Chinese-born composer, who won an Academy Award for his score to Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, asked the chorus to do a lot more than lip trills. We had to learn overtone singing, play Tibetan bells, rub stones together rhythmically, chant, growl, and shout. There were also passages of great beauty, though the sopranos and altos were usually the ones who got to sing them. The variety of musical expression and the chance to perform a new work conducted by the composer made this a heady experience for our chorus. Tina Fairweather, who sings in the soprano section, says she admires Tan Dun's conducting technique.
He is such a clear conductor, and he conveys so much feeling and emotion in his face. That's the fun of being the performer, is we get to see something that the audience never gets to see, and that's the conductor's face.
Tina got to see Tan Dun from the stage several times. She sang the Water Passion last summer when the composer conducted it at the Oregon Bach Festival. So whenever we came across a bit of notation we weren't certain about, we all turned to her for advice. But there's nothing like talking to the composer himself about his thoughts and intentions. So I brought my tape recorder to the theater, and one evening before a performance, I spoke with Tan Dun and a couple of his musical collaborators about the Water Passion. The piece premiered 2 years ago in Stuttgart, Germany, as part of a festival commemorating the 250th anniversary of Johann Sebastian Bach's death. I asked Tan Dun why his oratorio, based on the Christ story, was a water passion.
Since the name of Bach in German is a little river, so I thought it might be interesting to start from here.
For his passion, Tan Dun decided to expand the traditional story of the crucifixion of Jesus. He starts with baptism and ends with resurrection.
Baptism and the resurrection both are very, very good for water expression, as actually I experienced a lot of a water festival in Tibet, in India, in China, and it's kind of a spiritual, ritual, resurrectional kind of expressions. So that's how I thought maybe this is a very good way to form a work.
I baptize you with water.
The stage is literally awash in water. 17 clear plexiglass bowls are set out in the form of a cross, and 3 percussionists actually play the water with a variety of ingenious homemade instruments. Sometimes it gets pretty wet on stage. Those of us in the front row of the chorus got splashed every night. Since the Stuttgart premiere, David Kossin has played percussion for the Water Passion all over the world. He gave me a little demonstration.
The main instrument is the water, and there's everything from just dripping sounds to playing the actual water with your hands in different ways. You could get lower pitches and bass sounds by flicking your fingers. And then we also use some cups, and using the open end of a cup and the closed end of a cup to get like a bass sound and a more mid-range sound. And then the water also acts as a resonating chamber. We take these wooden salad bowls, which are pretty thick, and when they're not played in the water, there's not much sound. But when you put them on top, it creates a chamber underneath. And we have different sized bowls for different pitches. So lots of stuff going on here.
Another performer who's been with the Water Passion since its premiere is Israeli-born cellist Maya Beiser. She says she enjoys the freedom that Tan Dunn gives the musicians in performance.
There's a lot of room for improvisation in the piece, which is also a lot of fun. And, you know, we don't always get that as classical musicians. Some composers are control freaks. You know, some composers really want every note to be absolutely clear. And Tan Dunn actually gives a lot of room to the performer.
Tan Dunn's score is a grab bag of different styles. Sometimes the choir and vocal soloists sound like Tibetan monks chanting. Sometimes the string players and percussionists perform Middle Eastern ditties. Occasionally, a synthesizer adds an eerie electronic texture, and there are even sly allusions to Bach embedded in the music. Tan Dunn says he wanted to write a passion for contemporary times, to create a synthesis of world music.
This version of Gospel Story is a reflection of what's culture today. And the most important in our culture today is something must be shareable.
At the Water Passion's conclusion, all the principal performers and several members of the chorus go to the 17 bowls of water and pantomime ritualistically, while the choir sings a single note and the lights fade. It's a highly theatrical and surprisingly moving moment, seeing people repeat simple gestures like washing their face or bathing an infant. Tan Dunn says he wanted to bring the idea of resurrection to a personal level.
Every second, we could have a hope, better life, better world, and better future.
Future performances of Tan Dunn's Water Passion after St. Matthew are being scheduled around the world. In the meantime, Sony Classical has just released a recording of the Stuttgart premiere. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
For more on Tan Dunn's Water Passion and to see pictures of that performance, you can visit our website, but wear your galoshes, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.